Hare Krishna. I'm speaking to people in the microphone over here. Anyway, people on the microphone have a room full of devotees over here watching Radha Damodar, so that's why they said Hare Krishna. Today and yesterday we were just reviewing the first canto verse that begins Tadvaga Visharga Janata Blavitplava, and which is very wonderful and inspirational verse. The reason we're reviewing it was primarily to review what Viplava, what revolution means, the revolution in Krishna consciousness based on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, talks about future and where it is that this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to go, and making that decision that we're here to change society, not be part of this society which is based on sense gratification, atheism, or at best Mayavad religion, and introduce Vedic culture in its purity, at least as applicable in this age. And that's the revolution, that you bring about a change. You bring about a real change, and for us, this is a real change for the better. But as with any revolution, of course the revolution is far from being over. We're in the process where we are, although it would be very good for actually the Krishna consciousness movement to assess where it is that we're actually going. For example, are we going in the direction of Varnashram? Certainly here in the Hungarian Yatra we are. That's a clear mission statement. But over and above that, we need to be very clear about how far we've gotten, and the fact that we really haven't gotten very far, at least in terms of, for instance, establishing a real social framework, means that there's a lot of sacrifice yet to be done, and a lot of sacrifice has been done in the past. And as with a revolution, it means that there's going to be fallout, and there's going to be victims, casualties, destroyed property, and so on. And that's not what I'm going to talk about, but we see that there's been plenty of that in ISKCON, abused women, children, cows, farms, misuse of authority, so many other things. But at the same time, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, and we need to learn from those mistakes, but keep on going forward. Now, that is the main point that we were talking about, but that's not what I'm talking about now. But as we're reading the translation, and which contains the following paraphrase, that even though people, even though Srimad Bhagavatam may be imperfectly composed, it's appreciated, sung, glorified, heard by men who are perfectly honest. And that's a very interesting statement. Well, before I go to that, in the purport, the last part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is making reference to his imperfect English. It's not his mother tongue, but he's hoping that, he's sure that people who are really honest and sincere in their inquiry for the truth, they'll overlook his linguistic shortcomings and grammatical shortcomings, and appreciate what it is that he's trying to do. And of course, that was the case. to what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying. The statement itself is very interesting, and we're going to tie these two things together, that Narada Muni says, even though imperfectly composed. Now, our whole premise, Praman, is built on the fact that Shastra is perfect. There's no mistakes in scripture. If it was, then our whole effort to base our spiritual lives, our entire lives, society, on scripture would be subject to fault. And I would speak of the conception of who is God and so on. But we go on the premise that this knowledge is apurusheya, it's perfect, it has no defect, and therefore you can trust everything that it says. And so when it says that God is blue, you can trust that he is blue, he's not purple, because Bhagavatam is perfect in everything that it says. So why does Narada Muni say this? It certainly finds its application in Srila Prabhupada's purport and Srila Prabhupada's own life. When Prabhupada, who I remember when I was first listening to Prabhupada's lectures, I just could not understand what Prabhupada was saying. And Srila Prabhupada's English and some of the words that Prabhupada uses are either very archaic from Victorian English, or Prabhupada often makes up words. But here is an example we can see where Srimad Bhagavatam is coming out. And when we go back to Srila Prabhupada's original Bhagavatams, which were in that rust-colored cotton covering, they really had a lot of typos, spelling mistakes, grammatical mistakes. It was replete with a lot, and yet it had such a great effect that it changed the whole world. Of course, Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to edit out those mistakes, in his words, to make it nice English, and that has been done over the years. But if you connect the two together and you ask yourself, well, why is Narada Muni saying this? Then one understanding that one can get from it, which is something that many years back Jagadish Prabhu had suggested, was that Narada Muni is actually predicting the appearance of Srila Prabhupada. And of course that's not beyond the realm of acceptance, because why not? Narada Muni is Sri Kaligya. Why wouldn't he see, or why can't he see Srila Prabhupada in the future? And not only why can't he see, but once again, where is this revolution that Narada Muni is talking about? When did this revolution of distributing Srimad Bhagavatam take place? Historically, it didn't take place over the last 5 years in the world, for sure. And in India, was there a real revolution of accessibility to Srimad Bhagavatam? Changed people's lives. If there was, certainly it didn't compare to what's taking place now and what Srila Prabhupada was able to achieve. Therefore, once again, just the whole concept of what is being mentioned seems to imply that this is a prediction that Narada Muni is talking about the time in which, although in an imperfect composed language, Srimad Bhagavatam begins to make this type of revolution within the world. And when you see that verse in context of Srila Prabhupada's purport, then it just very much inspires one to think along those lines. So, and why not? If a materialistic person like Chanaka Pandit can be mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, then why not Srila Prabhupada, what to speak of others, other demons, or even in ninth canto, materialistic kings. So that's the thought today, and we're just getting ready to go out on parikrama of Nibrachadam. We had a great day yesterday. We went to Shank, had a picnic out there, and chanted Hare Krishna all the while, visited Nandagram, Java, and up to Kamyavan, and stopped at places in between. Had kirtan. It was a very, very nice parikrama. This is the parikrama with all of the book distributors from Budapest and Nibrachadam all together. Hare Krishna.